Off the ball. Rugby.
I just think that the power, their ruck speed and obviously their pace was really significant. And then defensively, they were outstanding as well.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Team Ireland are home from the Special Olympics in Turin with 11 medals in floorball and alpine skiing, and there's hugs galore here at Dublin Airport.
Karen Coventry, Director of Sport.
You're just off the plane, you're back from Turin with 11 medals. How are you feeling?
Oh, absolutely amazing. The scenes here are just a brilliant, Henry. Everyone's so happy to be home. We're so proud of the team. They've just exceeded all expectations this week. For a tiny nation, we've got a mighty heart and mighty results.
Gavin Burke from Mallow, County Cork.
Gavin, you've a bronze medal around your neck for floorball, bringing home bronze, and Ireland altogether bringing home 11 medals. How proud are you? And what's it like to be back in Ireland on Irish soil?
I'm so, so proud. Honestly, I could give myself a pat on the back for once, as I can say. I've just never been so happy to be back on home soil. I can't wait to get to bed. I'm so tired.
You just want to go to bed?
I do. I just want to go to bed. Probably my most fondest memory with the whole thing was putting that second goal in behind the net and just hearing the roar off the home crowd, off our own team and the own crowd, to know that there was 40 seconds left on the clock and we were 40 seconds away of having bronze around our neck.
What does the Special Olympics mean to you?
Togetherness, acceptance, and overall warmth.
Congratulations.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
My name is Adele McConville and I'm the mother of Caelan McConville, who won 2 gold medals and advanced in Cheshire.
How proud are you?
Beyond words, especially seeing all this today. I'm so proud, just so proud of them. And that's all I can say. They're all in tears. They just love their brother so much and they're so proud of his achievement.
Lorraine Whelan, you're home. Yeah. You're home from the Italian Alps and you're wearing a ribbon. How are you feeling coming back to Ireland?
Absolutely exhausted and drained. I just need a good night's sleep. I'm just so tired, but I had the best experience. Bring on next 4 years.
And the fact that you have been through so much with the car accident, you got back out there on the slopes in really snowy conditions and you showed them.
Like, yesterday was so...
Snowy.
Snowy, and there's a wipeout. You couldn't see where you're going. Like, you're in the snowplow and you just couldn't see where you were going. It's like a wipeout just zoom.
Well, congratulations and welcome home.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you so much.
Caelan McConville.
How does it feel to have multiple medals around your neck?
Amazing.
It feels amazing. And how are you feeling?
I feel very proud of everyone, especially the novices.
My name is Dole Brennan, I'm 25 and I'm from Ballinteer in Dublin and I'm an alpine skier for Kiltearn and Carvers.
Donal Brennan, you're wearing a silver around your neck and you've also got 2 ribbons. How proud are you of that achievement?
I'm very proud and I was hoping to get 3 golds, but turns out you don't have to win a gold at your first time at the World Games.
Well done.
Thank you.
Matt English, CEO of Special Olympics Ireland. Listen, it was fantastic. We had 11 medals. We had 4 placement finishes. But the bronze medal in the floorball was something special. You were there. You captured the essence. They had the award ceremony. The emotion of the presentation was superb altogether. Listen, I'm totally excited about the results. This was better than we could have dreamed. And there were some firsts as well. Lorraine Whelan, 5th international game. She's the most any Irish athlete has done. George Fitzgerald, you've seen him there. What a leader. Our head coach had an injury. He stepped up. He's the first athlete to go out with Team Ireland as an assistant coach. Did a magnificent job. Even found my luggage for me when I got back. He was looking after us all. So, so delighted. And we have to give a shout out to Caelan. Caelan competing in advance. The first Irish athlete to do that. 2 goals. Brilliant stuff. What an experience.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Henry. Thank you so much.
So the Irish rugby team are back from Italy also, and they are saying hello to the athletes.
Paul O'Connell here. We're just back from Rome with the Irish rugby team.
Paul O'Connell, how does it feel to be home and to bump into the Irish Special Olympics Winter World Games skiing team?
It's cool, amazing. My aunt competed in Special Olympics herself when I would have grown up with her, so I know how much enjoyment to get out of it and how much pleasure to get out of it, so it's lovely to meet them.
And well done in Rome yourself?
Yeah, we did okay. It was tough. We couldn't get away from them, and they played really well. So, you know, it was a tough finish to the tournament for us.